New podcast.
Are we gonna do that every show?
I don't know. Here's what happened, man. I felt like the last episode sucked so bad. It didn't like it.
You don't like any of our... All you do is shit on our podcast, and you don't like any of the episodes.
And here I am.
Here, this is what's going to happen. You're just going to talk this episode, and then we'll see if you like it or not.
Turn your mic off.
Turn your mic off.
All right. Mine's off. So I'd like to apologize for the last episode. I said that.
Boo!
You suck!
I thought it was going to be pretty
good. Boo!
Because it was all about pro wrestling. I mean, all that shit that we said. It's all stuff.
Say something funny!
What?
Basically, what happened?
What?
I built it up like it was going to be something good. It sucked really bad. I said...
I didn't get sucked. Boo!
So, boo!
If you don't like podcasts about pro wrestling, don't listen to the last episode.
I love podcasts about pro wrestling.
I'm turning my mic
on. Don't listen to the last episode because it sucked really bad.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
It was on the whole time. I had no way of turning your mic off. See, we have switches on these two microphones that say on and off. And yours,
mine,
for some reason,
turn off ever.
No. I can unplug it. That's about it. The end.
So make some talk about something good, Matt.
Don't know if I can have that ability.
Can you top what I just did?
I don't know, man.
My microphone off and I'll boo you for a minute.
Booty you, sir.
Booty woo woo.
So what can we talk about that's the total opposite of prayers? Like,
well, we said last
well,
podcast.
Well, how was your Father's Day?
Yeah, we were gonna talk about Father's Day. Mine was okay. I went to see Dark Shadows with my dad, and that movie was terrible.
What was wrong with it?
It was a Tim Burton movie, and that's about it. No, they're all just too freaking weird. Like, vampires, yeah, okay, cool, fine, but it was just too,
They did
the whole Austin Powers thing where he was, like, frozen in time, and then he came into this mm-hmm. world, and was like, oh... What's McDonald's? You know, like, what are these weird things called streets? You know, it was just terrible.
Did you ever see the show Dark Shadows?
No.
Was that a serious show?
Like, I thought it was.
Was the movie you saw a comedy?
I wouldn't call it a comedy. It was a comedy in the way that, like...
It was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't? Is that what...
Or the opposite?
Parts of it were supposed to be funny, and then a lot of it was drama, and then some of it was supposed to be serious, and it was like... like, I guess in the way that Nightmare Before Christmas was supposed to be funny.
It's not funny.
But, you know, it was that weird kind of dark comedy and dark drama and...
Dark Shadows. Did your dad enjoy it?
No. He didn't enjoy it either.
It was totally his
My
idea.
Sister and my dad's wife were there and they didn't enjoy it either. So, that was my Father's Day. But we went to a barbecue after that. My cousin was throwing a barbecue for her dad just to celebrate Father's Day, and we went to that for a little while, and we didn't enjoy that either.
was it good food at least?
Nah, some of it was okay, some of it was bad, but there was a...
Was your dad like, this is the worst Father's Day ever?
I wish I'd never had kids!
No. My dad was wearing a Rick Matters t-shirt, and like, I don't know what the hell everybody was talking about. I wasn't even talking. I was just standing there. And all of a sudden, he just walks up and grabs me by the shoulders. He goes, "Who matters? Rick matters! Yeah!" Like, loud as hell through six people.
Rick, too.
Yeah, I know. But he was talking about me. But he was... But like, they were talking about, like, drapes or some shit. Like, it was something completely out of nowhere. My dad is such a weirdo. And my cousin, like... I hope she never listens to this podcast, but she's a very dirty person.
No one ever.
No.
What do you mean dirty?
Like her house and everything is filthy. Not like...
Not like she talks
about... She's not a stripper or anything like that.
Oh, she's a stripper.
No.
Talk about that baseball team losing. Said they were going down. And then she was like, oh yeah, they're going down.
They're going down on my vagina. No, she's... her house is kind of just filthy. And that really bothers me. Like, not that I'm an insane clean person, or I'm not like a neat freak or anything like that, but there was like a bowl of potato salad that had like dog hair all over the ball.
Oh,
and stuff like that was really just fucking irking me. So.
It's disgusting. What was that?
That was my laptop's gonna go.
Yeah. That's a shame. It was a good laptop.
But, yeah.
What's your Father's Day stuff? What happened?
Well, like, I bought my dad a card and a gift. I bought him Sherlock Holmes 2 on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And he wheels up to me because my dad's in a wheelchair. And he's like, did you get me anything for Father's Day?
You could have just
and I lied. He came up to me.
He didn't have to be like...
Oh, well, dude.
He wheels up. Well, you could...
A writer doesn't say he came up to me. It describes. You know? So anyway, did you get me anything for Father's Day? And I lie. I got him something. I was like, no. And he's like, do me a favor. He's like, don't get me anything. Don't say happy Father's Day. Don't even look at me on Father's Day. And it's because apparently... We didn't get my mom enough stuff for Mother's Day, so then it's like we can't get my dad stuff because then we'll love him better. You know, like that. I don't like.
Isn't it true?
That's how it is with moms and dads. I listened to a conversation. My dad was like, "Well, maybe we can go out to eat, like go out to lunch, or whatever." And my mom was like, "We didn't go out to lunch on Mother's Day. Why don't we go out for Father's Day?"
Oh.
And I think that's what just like fucking blew my dad's gasket. We're just like, "Fuck it! Like, don't fucking get me anything." So it was awkward because I was like, oh, well, hey guys, I bought Sherlock Holmes 2 for everybody. So it was horrible. I got him a card, but.
Did you see the movie Sherlock Holmes
2? No, not yet.
Neither.
I didn't see either of them.
My dad's a big fan.
Yeah.
The first one, so I figured it'd be a good gift, but I guess I didn't have to get it for him.
What'd you do?
Let's talk about my Father's Day.
What'd you do? What'd you do for your dad?
I did nothing. I don't have a dad, so...
You don't have a dad? That's a horrible thing to say.
I don't have a dad.
This is the saddest.
It's just awkward moment now. You're like, your dad loves you, your dad loves you.
Mine.
You have a dad, jackass. He's in Texas, that's all. You're seeing like he's dead or something.
Right. You know, whatever, you might as well.
But isn't it great having a dad?
What's that?
Isn't it great having a dad?
Yeah,
who's so local and loves you. Doesn't wish that you were, you know, that you weren't ever born.
No, my dad, I mean, my dad's, he likes me more than he likes all my brothers and sisters.
Fuck, dude.
But that doesn't say much because he has never come home to visit me since he moved to Texas.
Well, you're annoying.
He likes me more than my other brothers and sisters because I'm good-looking and not gay. That's the only reason. No, not because like I've done something to make him proud. I just look like he did when he was my age. So
well, all
right. That's a good bond.
That's we're bonding over the fact that I look like you when you were young. Anyways,
that's a Debbie Downer.
Let me talk about something else that's been kind of bugging me. And
no, I need to cry now.
I was just talking about how awful the last podcast was, and I didn't like it at all. But now I'm just doing another one where it's just fucking sad. Oh, the computer's dead.
Well, it's not plugged in. What does it need to go on the computer for?
I was going to tell you guys about how much I fucking hate people on Facebook.
So tell us.
Because, like, alright, there's like... I'm not, like, a famous person. I'm not, like... obviously, I'm not a famous person. No one, like, really knows me, but people, like... look at my Facebook and I'll see that like I do wrestling stuff and I like make appearances and stuff. Jerking off the mic stand.
This is my mic stand. I can do whatever I want.
Anyway, so like people will just Facebook me and be like, hello, and then I say nothing and then they just say hello, 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 and it's like then when I finally say something back, because I don't want to be an asshole and ignore these people, but it's like when I say something back, they automatically say something like, where do you wrestle? What moves do you do? Like, they don't know who I am. Like, they just wanted to be my Facebook friends because they saw I was a wrestler. And then they'll be like, so, can you talk to the general manager at the wrestling company that you wrestle for and ask them if I could be your dream tag team partner? Like, I don't fucking know you. Absolutely not. Like, I, like, went off on this dude, and I kind of wanted to, like, talk to you guys about it. And, like, then the dude just... proved to me that I got way too bothered about shit that doesn't matter.
And I'm sure everybody does.
Dude, I get bothered by shit doesn't matter fucking every day.
Yeah.
Corey, you are an asshole.
Dude. Yeah.
Let me tell you fucker something.
These people come in.
I'm walking into this building with Corey. A little 10-year-old boy holds the door wide open for us. I say, thank you. And he's like, no problem. And he wanted to start a conversation with Corey. And he goes, hi, sir. It sure is nice out today. And Corey just blows him off. Totally blows him off and just keeps walking.
All right.
The kid What's up with that?
The kid did not say hello, yes. sir. He did not say any of that. The kid was holding the door open for us. And he was out of breath because there's steps in the building. So he was out of breath. He had just climbed up or down stairs. And he was holding the door open. And he had some basketball in his hand. And he looked at me and he went, he's talking to the mother. I didn't know what the hell he said. No. So I was like, as soon as the door closed, I was like, what's he talking? What did he say?
You heard what he said. That's okay. You chose not to.
I did not understand.
You chose not to believe that he said something to you.
No wonder your father never loved you.
Whatever, fuck you. Alright, yeah, let me tell you.
Alright, so let's go back to how you're an asshole on Facebook.
Do you think Hitler's father likes him?
Probably not. I bet you Hitler would have said hi to a little boy on the stairs.
This kid, who I guess, this is probably why I shouldn't get bothered by this, because he's probably like a 35-year-old retarded fella, but he messages me all the time. He goes, like something about getting him. He wants to meet women wrestlers, and I'm like, what? No, I can't do that for you. And he's like, oh,
I was just asking, man.
And then he goes, where are you from? And I like Pennsylvania, and I'm like, why? Like, because he just sees that I have wrestling pictures on there, and he's like, well, what moves do you do? And I'm like. Then I have to re-explain, like, I'm kind of out of the ring, I don't wrestle anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then, I feel like telling that same story over and over. And then the guy's like, well, do you wrestle, do you do any shows in Jersey? And I'm like, well, yeah, sometimes. And he's like, I'm going to be in Jersey next week. Can you go up to the general manager at the pro wrestling show and ask him if I can be your dream tag team partner or whatever? And I was like, here, I just had it pulled up, but I fucking closed it because I'm a douchebag.
Probably just wants to be your friend, man.
Probably.
35-year-old retard.
Isn't the point of Facebook to, like, meet people and, like, and you're a wrestler, you're putting your name out there and everything like that? Now there's some kid that's going to Jersey being like, hey, I met this guy. He's a wrestler named Corey Castle.
He said, can you ask the chairman? Okay. Sure.
Dude, like, people outside of wrestling don't know that, like, the inner workings of independent wrestling.
So here was
people inside independent wrestling don't know what the fuck is going on.
Here was, like, I just automatically was like, dude, I need to cut this dude off and just tell him to fuck off in the nicest way possible. So I went into, like, this rant on it, and right after it, the dude proved me. He proved the fact that I shouldn't have done this, because, here, let me say, I said, when he said, can you talk to the chairman, I said, honestly, dude, I doubt that anyone would agree to let you do stuff like that, especially for free. Nobody knows you and or does not care about you unless you give them money or you can make them money. Not trying to be a jerk, but dudes bust their asses in the wrestling business for years, risk their lives night after night to make a name for themselves. Nobody's going to just let someone who has done nothing to pay any dues in wrestling to just come along and expect to call in favors in companies from people who are on their Facebook friends list. They'll say, try that with Vince McMahon and see if it applies. It won't work anywhere. The marks don't work us, we work them, period. That's what I said to this kid. I realize you guys are looking at me like I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
I felt like an asshole.
Move, sir.
I felt like an asshole, and right now I feel like an asshole saying it.
What if he's like 10?
But right after I said that, then the guy said, I want the WWE manager now to get fired. Meaning John Laurinaitis. And I was like, okay, exactly, you proved my point. I didn't say that in the thing, but I just said, okay. Like, I'm sorry that I got so frustrated at these fucking kids, but, like, I get that, I get it, and I was a fan once, too, and if If when I was 13 years old, some indie guy would say hello back, I probably would have like went nuts and asked him a whole bunch of
questions. That's the whole.
Facebook didn't exist back then. The internet didn't exist when I was a kid.
The big idea is that you let something so small like that get to you and piss you off. Why do people do that? I get pissed off by stupid shit like that every day. It's like, why?
That guy was just asking a simple question.
Because, you know,
somehow
he didn't know.
Somehow we've become sensitive little pussy twat bitches.
What?
Matthew Flowers.
I'm always nice to people to people's faces. I may talk shit like who the fuck was that weirdo?
You're like, yo, I actually am friends with a lot of people who are kind of strange, and you're like, dude, stop being friends with that guy.
You always go, hey, you're so nice. This conversation happened once this weekend. you're hanging out with weird people, and every conversation starts with, hey, I was hanging out with this guy, and he did this. Isn't that fucking weird? And I go, why do you hang out with these fucking weird people? You're like, oh, well, that's my way of giving dollars to homeless people.
I don't give dollars to homeless people. I'll hang out with weirdos.
And that's... That's my way of contributing to people without actually spending any money. It's like the weirdest conversation. But anyway, no, I'm saying I'm nice to people's faces, and then
you come to me later and you're like, dude, that dude's a dickhead. Holy shit, that guy annoys me.
Right. Well, why piss somebody off to their face? Why if somebody's
behind their back?
Yeah. I mean, like it's not like if you have like a legitimate reason for hating someone, and then you're like, oh no, dude, you're super cool and fantastic, and I want to hang out with you always, and then as soon as they turn away, you go, oh, fuck that guy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if, like, someone is talking, is
You've
being nice
that,
to you,
sure.
I've not done that. There's no fucking way. I'm saying if someone is being nice to you and just talking to you, even if they're a little fucking weird and you can't wait to get away from that person, just be nice and answer their questions and, you know, just take some time out of your day to just be cool to somebody. Don't be like, hey, you're a fucking Mark, and try that shit with Vince, kid. And, you know, people bust their asses all the time. Don't get into wrestling. It sucks. Click, even though you can't hang up on Facebook.
It's like...
click.
Don't like.
Send.
I guess I'm kind of bitter. I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't know. Like you said, you were a fan once.
Yeah, I was. Well, I mean, I still am, but I'm not.
Like, dude, Marty Jannetty blew me off when I was 15. Did I tell that story?
Not on here.
I'll tell it real quick.
I don't think you would go back. I'll tell it real quick.
My dad used to have an inn, and when the Spectrum was always running wrestling house shows, every month there'd be a wrestling house show, WWF. And one time we got these press box seats, and like everybody would come out up into the press box to watch the matches. Like Mr. Perfect was standing behind me at one point, and like there was all these guys that would come up out of the locker room, stand up here and watch the matches. So I turned around one time and Marty Jannetty was sitting behind me, and this kid that I was with, and we got up, we had our wrestling programs. Back then they had the actual magazine, the programs, they might still, but we had the programs, and we got up and we started walking over to him, and security stopped us and said, whoa, what are you doing? So we wanted to get Marty Jannetty's autograph. The guy goes, all right, hang on a second. He walks over and talks to Marty Jannetty. Guy comes back and goes, all right, not right now. He said, not right now, don't bother him. And I was so fucking pissed off. Like, I was like 11, 12 years old, something like that. And I'm like, fuck him. He's like one half of the gayest tag team ever. I just want to go talk to him for 5 seconds. And I'm a little fucking kid, and I'm like, I'm a wrestling fan. I paid money to be at his show.
Here's why. This is the difference.
That's why I always get pissed when people say that I'm the Marty Jannetty of the KFC,
Here's the difference. Marty Jannetty is someone.
Yeah.
And he is... You're at a show that you paid money to go see, and he's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a different country than you. I live in a fucking different state than you. I live across the country from you. You don't know who I am. You've never heard of me. I have, like, 20 views on any match that I have on YouTube. You don't fucking know who I am. Like, don't ask me what moves I do and what promotions I work for. Just fucking look me up. I'm sorry, I'm not, like, a dick, but...
Why don't you just leave a link to your YouTube matches? And say, hey,
I do, and they still keep asking the same fucking questions. It's like, I get it. I shouldn't accept every single person who friend requests me on Facebook, but it's like I do that for the fact that, you know, social media is the fuck.
But then you're going to have to expect people to talk to you on there, man.
But, yeah, dude, like, you can't be like, okay, I'm...
I wish to God I had people emailing me.
You have, like, a regular Facebook account for your family and friends, and then you have another Facebook account just for wrestling.
Yeah.
So you can't be pissed off. Like, you have that account for wrestling so that people know who you are.
Yeah, but it's just...
Isn't it cool somebody in Africa knows who you are? Nobody in Africa knows who I am.
Yeah.
You know?
I knew I was going to be painted over as an asshole. However,
How do you paint yourself up to not be an asshole
However I approached this fucking topic, I was going to wind up looking like an asshole. But the thing is, it's just like, I'll wind up answering, like, the same person will have the same conversation with me, and it'll say the answer from the last time they asked me that question in the same thread, and they'll ask it to me again. And
that's kids, man.
And it fucking
kids annoyed, fucking do that.
Like, read back! Read back the conversation.
Read back.
Dude, just leave links to your YouTube, links to your Twitter, and just don't answer them. Like, watch my matches or whatever. Thanks for the support. Yeah. All you have to say is thanks for the support. And leave a link to your shit so that you get more, like, followers or whatever.
Dude, before I knew that there was independent wrestling and, like, like, I had no clue how to get into wrestling when I was a kid. I wrote a letter to Vince McMahon. I found, like, this was, like, 1995. I was, like, fucking... I was, like, 20-something years old. I wish I could say I was, like, 12 or whatever, but I was in my 20s. And I wrote a letter to Vince McMahon. I had no idea.
Like 18 or something.
Whatever. So it was whatever. But anyway, it was, I wrote a letter to Vince McMahon, and it was, like, a handwritten letter, too. It wasn't even typed. Like, the internet didn't fucking exist. And, it did, but whatever.
Typewriter.
I didn't even have a typewriter. It was, like, in pencil. It was all, like, impersonal and shit. I was, like, you know, I wanted to be a professional wrestler, and I did backyard stuff with my friends, and, like, that's my training. Like, it was just so fucking terrible. But I sent it away anyway, and I got a letter back that said, you know, like, Mr. McMahon doesn't have time to read your letter. And
what did it say?
It was pretty much
was
like...
Was it from the office?
It was from, like, the offices. It was like, yeah, we're sorry, but... We're sorry, but...
You're a dick, man.
It's like, we're sorry, but Vince doesn't have time to read every single letter that comes in, or something like that. And I was pissed off. I was like, I'm applying for a job, mister. You know?
This is my formal application!
Like, at least you got something nice back, like, in writing.
Yeah, but it was still,
just
like...
totally blew you off.
It could have said Vince McMahon at the goddamn bottom of it. It didn't have to say the corporate offices of World Wrestling Entertainment or whatever. Pro Federation. Whatever the hell it was back
then. You still
then.
Have that letter?
No, I threw it out. I was mad. I was mad at them for not accepting me into the WWE. Even at the bottom of it, I wrote, don't make me go to WCW. Like, that was gonna...
Friend.
Oh, man, we're gonna lose this guy! WCW! It's gonna be a big deal.
Yeah, an ultimatum.
Probably not the best way to get a job. Yeah. But
you go to McDonald's and apply, and you're like, hire me, I'm gonna go work at Burger King. How are you gonna like having that on your conscience? You missed out on this guy who can flip the shit out of some burgers to Burger King.
But the point is, like, if I would have gotten a nice letter back from Vince saying, that's not the way shit works, do this, then that would have been fine. But what you're doing is like, it's not the way shit works. Go fuck yourself. That's basically what you're saying. Like, you're coming off as a dick to this person.
If he's talking to me, I'm sure he's talking to 19 other people. Probably way
more
than that.
You can't assume that.
Yeah, maybe he's not.
Because then you make yourself look like an ass.
Oh, man. You really worded things really nicely there.
What
does that mean?
When you assume things, you make yourself look like an ass.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
You make an ass out of me.
You can't just assume maybe he just really likes you.
Absolutely not. I'm sure he has no idea who I am.
I don't know. You never know. Maybe he just crushed some kid's dreams. And he's saying he's going to grow up.
Why would he even respond? I want John Laurinaitis to be fired right after I said that. If I crushed him. He really...
Because he still wants to talk to you because he thinks you're fucking famous.
Right. Exactly.
If I was in that position, I think it was awesome.
I think that it was awesome.
People were emailing me, asking me about shit. Well, dude, you can either turn into a negative or turn into a positive. You can keep being a dick to people, or you can thanks for the support.
No, most
check
of the time,
this out.
Most of the
and
time,
that's
I
it.
Do.
That's it.
Most of the time, I do. I don't stay on for very long. like, I'll get on, like, if somebody messages me and they'll say, like, something like, hey, you're really handsome or something, I'm like, okay, that's nice. And then they'll be like, and then, like, it won't just stop there a lot of the times. And sometimes I'll be like, okay, thanks. Thanks for the support. Yo, go check out my YouTube video. Go check out this, go check out that. Because, like, I appreciate that people care enough to take the time to say something. But when it's like, they say something to me and I don't say anything back, like, that should be the cue to not say something else that's inappropriate to me. It's not like it's inappropriate, but it'll always be like, can I speak to you on the phone? Like, and it's creeps, like weirdos who want to, like, talk to me. Like,
well, that's fucking, it's the internet.
Yes,
of course. That's just what happens, man.
But then it's like, it's not, I'm not famous. Is what I'm saying.
Maybe you're not famous because you're a dick.
Yeah, that should be the reason.
No, I don't know, dude. It's just, to me, I don't know. There's no reason to be like to answer somebody in a negative way. To me, I mean, like I've seen you do that to fans in person.
When?
Like, when we were teaming, like, somebody come up and ask you for an autograph, you're like, get lost, punk.
I never did that. Only if I was a heel would I ever do
that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's yeah, but you don't turn down an autograph, man. If somebody comes up and asks for your autograph.
Dude, if there's 30 people in a crowd,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I want to be over with, you know, most of them, and there's only 30 people. Dude, fucking shows that we do don't draw shit.
Oh, I know.
No one comes to those shows.
And I understand, man.
Somebody's like, well, he's a nice guy. He gave that little kid an autograph. And, like, if people had seen that, then I'm trying to, like, protect...
Dude, I'm not saying to go ahead and go, sure, little Johnny, let me sign your... There you go, and make sure you look out for my match when I'm out there. You don't have to fucking do that. Be like, all right, I guess I got time to do one. And, you know, yeah, like, now get out of here, you little scamp.
But, I mean...
Do it like a heel. You don't, you don't have to be all, like, fucking...
Oh, but, I mean, I've come to learn... I mean, when was that? Like 2005, maybe?
Seven.
Yeah,
eight,
I mean, still, it was a long time ago. And I've learned since then that people aren't as smart. Like, the thing is, like, I've been off wrestling shows for like a year.
Uh-huh.
But fans will still come up to me and be like, are you a wrestler? Like, I all right, like, you, even if I had just wrestled on the show, if I just had my match and then I got out of the ring, like, because I'm not in the ring currently and other matches have happened since then. Then they're gonna forget about me completely.
Yeah.
So, like, back in the day in the kayfabe and everything, I get it. There's completely different levels of it. Like, back in the day when they did that, they were running every single weekend in that mm-hmm. building, and like people knew who they were. But me, nobody fucking knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I can stop and, you know, talk to somebody for a couple minutes, which I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Let's go on to something else.
We got like 3 minutes left.
All right. Let's talk. Let's play a game. Let's play a game for 3 minutes. Play some. Dude, this last two mod trash is sucking.
Jesus, I wonder why. Spent 20 minutes on you being an asshole.
I'm so disappointed. First four, I was like, everybody listen to them, they're awesome.
I want to do that. Like, I'm going to create myself a Facebook account just so I can be like, everybody listen to just these last two.
Just listen to how much of an asshole Corey Castle is. All he does is bash people who want to support him. Fuck that guy, he's an asshole.
Mr. Castle, I'm a fan of your wrestling. Fuck you!
That's what it sounds like, man.
I don't want it to sound that way. And I think if anybody wants to come up to me and see what it's really like, I'll show you the messages.
I'll show you what it's like.
I'll show you how fake it is, Johnny.
I'll show you.
No, but I will.
Is wrestling fake? Is that fake?
If you want to come up to me and have a conversation at any point, I'm fine with doing that. And if you want me to pull up Facebook on my phone, and I'll show you these conversations and how bizarre they are. It's not like I feel like I'm painting myself to look a complete asshole. And I don't really mean to do that, but it's like, I'm no one. I'm fucking not famous. Don't.
Why are you bragging about that? Can we wrap this up?
I'm nobody.
All right, so comment if you like this episode, comment.
You're not gonna like
follow us on Facebook. Why don't maybe Corey Castle will yell at you.
We will read your responses and maybe bring it up on the next show. If you have something clever to say, or if you just want to talk about how much
no one's gonna say anything. Leave us comments. No one will write anything.
There's gonna be so many unlikes.
There's like two people who listen to this show.
Oh my god.
You just love bashing shit. All right.
Alright, so...
If you're listening to this show...
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
For Rick Feinberg, for Matt Flowers, for the distinctive Corey Castle. I have no idea what distinctive means.
Well, like for something that smells...
Destructive.
And distinctive.
Like, self-destruction of Corey Castle.
This stinks! No? Alright, whatever. Okay, whatever.
Let me.
We have 30 seconds. Hurry up.
I'm going to be performing stand-up comedy at the Jersey Sports Bar. Tower.
Nobody's gonna come see you because you just.
No one listens to this fucking show anyway.
Go to the Helium Comedy Club and boo him.
Go to the Helium Comedy Club on August 6th and boo me.
And boo the shit out of his face.
Or you go to CoreyCastle.com and read my blogs, where I haven't updated since August of last year.
Maddie Flowers Twitter.
When you lose yourself. When you lose your love, and it makes your life turn cold, when it tears you apart, your heart and soul just can't go on. When love's alive, it sets you free. When it's gone, how even love can become a lethal weapon when you lose.